and girls. It's nice to see all of you here. This morning, I'm going to tell you a story about a nice young boy whose name was Tom. And you would like Tom, but the one problem he had is he had a really bad temper, no self-control over his temper. His mother had warned him about this temper many times of what would happen if he grew up with that bad temper. But Tom hadn't conquered it. And about a year before this story took place, Tom had had a birthday, and his uncle had given him a wonderful dog named Tiger. And Tiger and Tom were the best of friends. They loved each other very much. And one day, as Tom and Tiger were walking to Tom's dad's grain store, they met Dick along the way, Tom's friend. And Tom said, "Dick, why don't you come to my dad's store with me, and we will play in the loft and have a good time." Now, Dick had just been weeding his mom's garden, and he was glad to be done with his work, and it was a good time to go have fun. And so off the boys went with Tiger, and they had a wonderful time in the loft playing. But as often happens when kids play together, there came an argument. And the boys began to argue, and then the boys began to fight. And Tom, once again, lost his temper very badly. And he began to beat Dick quite badly. And Tiger tried to stop him, but he couldn't. And the only thing that really stopped Tom from continuing to hit Dick was that he got so tired he couldn't hit him anymore. And he said, "Now, who is right, you or me?" And Dick said, even though he had been beaten quite badly, he said, "I am, and you lie." Oh, that sent Tom into another fit of anger. But this time he didn't hit Dick. He gave him a big shove. And Dick happened to be right by the big door of the loft. And out the door, Dick went with a scream down to the ground on the sidewalk. And now Tom was petrified. Had he killed his friend? He ran downstairs to see what happened to him. And as he got down to Dick, he saw two men were picking Dick up. And he asked, "Is he dead?" And the men said, "We hope not." What in the world happened? How did he fall out that window? Now, even though Tom had a really bad temper, he was always honest and he never told a lie. And he said, "He didn't fall. I pushed him out." Now, those two men thought that he should go to jail for the wicked thing that he had done. But they carried Dick into his father's store. And as Tom's dad came into the store and he realized what happened, he gave Tom such a sad look that Tom couldn't take it, and he ran out to the woods and he began to cry. His mom had told him many times about his temper. And now how was his friend Dick going to wind up? And he decided at that very moment that with God's help, he was going to overcome his temper. And he got down on his knees and he prayed and asked God to help him get self-control. And then he ran off to Dick's house to see how he was. Now, what I didn't tell you was, as Dick went out that window there, or out that door of the loft, there was a rope hanging down. And it was only by God's mercy and grace that Dick was able to grab that rope and slide down the rope, but it had really tore his hands badly, and he had passed out from the pain, and that's why he was looked like he was dead. And so when Tom got to Dick's house, Dick's mom didn't want Tom to come in because she was quite mad at him, but Dick wanted to see Tom because he said he had been just as wicked as Tom had been. Well, Dick's mom began to cry because now who was going to do the garden? Who was going to sell the produce at the market? Because Dick's dad had died, and Dick was the one that helped his mom get the money for them to live. And Tom said, "I will do all of Dick's chores," and he did. And as Dick got well, one day it was time for him to take all the bandages off, but you know what? His hands were all pulled up in the middle, and he no longer could work or play with the boys like he used to do. And Dick's mom was so sad. What was she going to do now? What was going to happen with Dick? And someone suggested that Dick be sent off to New York where there were better doctors who could help his hands get well. But there was no money to do that. And so Dick's mom began to cry. How could she do that? And Tom decided, "Whoa, what can I do? What can I do? How can I get him to New York so that his hands could be made well?" He was already giving Dick's mom all of his allowance, and so he ran off to the woods to think about what he could do. And as he thought, something came into his mind, a thought he didn't want to think about. But he knew it was the only way. Guess what he did? He sold his beloved dog, Tiger. That's what he had to do to get the money. And he ran to Major White's house, and he did sell Tiger to him. But Major White said, if you ever get the money, you can buy him back. And off Tom went with the money to give to Dick's mother. And Dick went off to New York, and his hands did get taken care of. And they did get well, and when they were well, they were almost normal. And he could play again, just like the other boys, and he could work to help his mother. And as Tom was out in the woods one day, it was his birthday again, he was still sad because he missed his beloved Tiger, and this wasn't a happy birthday like it was a year ago. His bad choices and his lack of self-control had caused a lot of people misery, not just himself. And he decided again, I will control my temper with God's help. And then all of a sudden, guess who showed up? You got a guess?
God.
God was already there.
Tiger?
That's right. Tiger showed up. And he gave Tom a kiss. And Tom thought, how in the world are you here? He knew that Major White always took good care of Tiger. But Tiger had brought a letter to Tom from Major White, and this is what it said. My dear child, Tiger is pining. That means he wasn't doing very well without Tom. He was missing him. He said, I must give him a change. I want him to have a good master, and knowing that the best masters are those who have learned to control themselves, I am sending him to you. Will you take care of him, and will you help this old friend? Signed, Major White. Now Tom began to cry tears of joy, but then he read, P.S., I know the whole story, dear young friend. Don't get tired of doing good. Now, boys and girls, do you ever have a hard time controlling your temper or having self-control? Learn this lesson from Tom so that you don't have to cause yourself a lot of misery or other people around you. Learn while you're young, because it gets much harder when you get to be an adult to change that. Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you for being such good listeners. Father in heaven, you see each one of these boys and girls, and you know what goes on in their hearts and minds. You know what goes on in each one of us. I just ask that your spirit would be with them to give them the self-control that they need in their life to be good people, a blessing to others, a blessing to their families, and a blessing to your kingdom. And we thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.